Item 978, request of Rachel Davies to address council regarding code 3.96.
Good morning.
Morning. My name is Rachel Davies. I'm the chair of the Creston Kenilworth Neighborhood Association. We support the committee 3.96's necessary work. The strength of our city lies in its diversity of voices coming together and learning to work in harmony. We agree that city code should provide equal access for all residents to be involved in shaping city affairs and have access to city bureaus, regardless of the avenue that they choose. Creston Kenilworth is one of the poorest parts of Southeast Portland. We have multiple low-income housing complexes. Half our grade school kids qualify for free or reduced price lunches, and we have a high percentage of renters. We are also home to immigrants and refugees from all over the world. Our neighborhood is quiet and has low participation in city affairs. Folks struggling to meet basic needs don't want to come to meetings about land use planning or new construction projects. But when a contractor next door is flinging asbestos siding on the ground without abatement, or an unpermitted Airbnb repeatedly causes issues for an entire block, people come to us for help, and because we know who to call, and we will advocate for them. Neighborhood associations are the only avenue that many poorer neighborhoods have to make their voices and concerns heard, and the Creston Kenilworth Neighborhood Association has gone defunct in the past. It was only with the help of paid Southeast Uplift staff that it is active again and can advocate for our neighbors. We are concerned that removing neighborhood association structure from city code will not create more equal representation as intended, but instead make it easier for groups with more money and resources to dominate city discourse while pushing poorer neighborhoods like mine even further to the margins. To fulfill Civic Life's mandate and make city code match the city's values, we ask for specific structural details, roles and responsibilities of the office, engagement needs of the community, methods for community groups to gain recognition, clearly defined funding opportunities with achievable methodologies, specific benefits that will be available to recognized and funded groups, clearly stated expectations of funded groups, and avenues for the public to stay informed and have input on things like land use decisions. Providing these details in Code 3.96 will do two things. First, create a sort of regulatory certainty where all community groups know exactly what is expected and what they can gain from engaging with the city. Second, it will ensure that it outlives the current leadership. Relying on administrative rules is insufficient because those can change without public notice or public input and are vulnerable if future leaders hold different priorities. We fear that the current lack of structural detail will result in a less equitable distribution of resources and disproportionately benefit those already skilled in navigating the existing social and political power structures. Neighborhoods like mine could go defunct again and would be left out entirely. In order for an equitable system to have staying power, details and structures must be included in City Code Chapter 3.96. We feel that this is the only way to ensure that Portland ends up with a civic engagement system that matches its values. And I want to thank you all for, I know you've all put a lot of time into this particular issue already.
Thank you.
Commissioner Daly.
I want to thank you for coming today and giving really helpful feedback. And although it is not, although you have concerns, you haven't propagated any misinformation, which is what's been going on for months now, and it's been really challenging. I want to invite you to the November 14th council meeting. It's going to be held in the evening at SEI, where we'll be giving a presentation on the whole process, where it stands, how we're going to move forward, and I assure you that the fears that you have are the absolute opposite of what we are trying to accomplish. But I know that there are a lot of questions, and we need to answer them moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you for that invitation. I will try to be there.
Thank you. Next item, please.